When you talk about defective concrete, the national conversation quite rightly centres around family homes. But across rural Ireland, the same materials were used in farm sheds, milking parlours, storage units, boundary walls and critically slurry tanks. And they're not minor structures, they're essential to functioning farms and animal welfare and environmental protection. But the environmental impact is serious, and the failing slurry tanks and structural issues and environmental risk is throughout the county. And what makes the situation more difficult, unlike defective concrete, is there are schemes for homes, but there's absolutely nothing for farmers. And farmers are effectively left on their own. And they're having a tremendously difficult time, and the gap for policy is becoming more visible for the more rural farmers are coming into this. They feel abandoned. And what are we going to do to address this gap? Because it is increasingly growing.
Minister?
Well, Deputy, as I say, whether it's farmers with particular issues and that are leading to environmental issues or issues with structures or beyond that need to be replaced, beyond the capital support, and we're very lucky to have it in agriculture. It's something I really believe in. Is our TAM structure, is that Target Agricultural Modernisation Scheme, because for me it gets to the heart of generation renewal, but it also, as I say, hits those issues of climate, environment and animal welfare. The scheme is demand led, entirely voluntary for farmers, but the measures provide grants for capital investment in physical assets to assist the Irish agriculture sector to respond to a range of policy challenges. And the measures and grant aid available for the qualified applicants, there's 11 different headings for TAMs. So, like, this is what exists at the minute, and it, as I say, it's hugely oversubscribed, and there's massive demand for it. Even though it's secured, during the period 23 to 27, there's 370 million. There's 11 different headings there. I won't list them out now because the time is up. But under which capital investments can be made on farms that are available to all farmers, including in Donegal.
Deputy.
During the Celtic Tiger construction boom, Ireland experienced unprecedented building activity. But while rural development schemes and farm modernisation grants, many co-funded EU agricultural and rural development programmes supported investment in farm infrastructure. But the funding itself was legitimate and well-intentioned, but materials used in these construction projects on farms were defective concrete materials. So we're talking about thousands of buildings potentially affected. But what is clear is the state is now facing long-term liability for construction decisions made during this period. Weak regulation, no oversight, and rapid developing issues have constantly come forward and coming forward. So, Minister, I'll ask you, will you ask the Minister for Housing to include agricultural buildings in the remediation scheme? And are there any EU grants available to remediate these buildings?
Minister?
In answer to the second question, I'm not aware of them, if they do exist. Happy to talk to the Minister for Housing, who regularly brings updates to Cabinet on the defective block scheme. Government is using billions of taxpayers' exchequer money to support the very people you talk about in terms of their family homes and the awful blight that has happened people in terms of defective blocks. At what started originally kind of in Donegal and maybe Mayo and in the West, we now see memos come to Cabinet about Carlow and Meath and places like that and the challenge that has provided for people's homes. As I say, happy to discuss that with him as well, as the Minister of Responsibility in that area and on the construction side. But from my perspective, as I say, I do stand here as a Minister for Agriculture, where our department is investing very heavily in supporting farmers, in improving, enhancing and investing in capital infrastructure for a variety of very good reasons, from farm safety to supporting young farmers, but obviously that will aid and impact on the climate and environment as well, but future-proof our farms too.